This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli tanks battled their way to the center of Khan Yunis on Sunday and a major new push into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip.
Both sides also reported heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Drone footage shot by Israel's Channel 12 News on December 8th showed the destruction of Gaza City. At an international conference in Doha, Qatar, Arab foreign ministers criticized the United States for vetoing a UN Security Council resolution on Friday, which demanded a humanitarian ceasefire.
Ukrainian soldiers are again readying for winter combat in a 21-month-old conflict against invading Russian soldiers.
In Ukraine's Kharkiv region, this modern war wages on as a recent Russian missile strike killed at least one person and injured several others. According to CNN, Western intelligence assessments warn Russia is likely to increase such attacks on civilian infrastructure during the winter. And while civilians brace for more cold months at war, frontline soldiers fight to regain land in the country's south and east. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden is taking a more active role in the U.S. Senate negotiations over changes to the immigration system that Republicans are demanding in exchange for providing money to Ukraine and Israel. Biden has said he is willing to make significant compromises on the border to meet Republican demands that the foreign aid be tied to an overhaul of U.S. border policy. The issues under discussion include asylum standards, humanitarian parole, and fast-track deportation authority. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An African regional bloc says Sudan's warring generals have now agreed to hold a face-to-face meeting as part of efforts to establish a ceasefire and initiate political talks to end the country's devastating war. In a statement on Sunday, the bloc says the Sudanese generals agreed to an unconditional ceasefire and resolution of the conflict through political dialogue and to hold a one-on-one meeting. Sudan has slipped into chaos after soaring tensions between the two generals exploded into open fighting in mid-April in the capital and elsewhere. The United Nations says 9,000 people have been killed as of the end of October. Donald Trump says that he is deciding against testifying for a second time at his New York civil fraud trial.
Trump had been expected to return to the witness stand Monday as the last big defense witness in the case, which threatens his real estate empire and cuts to the heart of his image as a successful businessman. But in a social media post Sunday, the former president said he, quote, very successfully and conclusively testified last month and saw no need to appear again. In all capital letters, Trump said, I have already testified to everything and have nothing more to say. He was often defiant and combative when he testified last month. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Social media platform X on Sunday allowed U.S. right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to get back on. VOA's Scott Walterman says he was reinstated after a poll organized by owner Elon Musk said they should let him back on.
Jones was banned 5 years ago after he used the platform to spin his conspiracy theories, like a shooting at an elementary school where children and teachers were killed never happened, he said. Close to 2 million votes were cast by the time the poll closed, with about 70% voting in favor of Jones' reinstatement. The people have spoken, and so it shall be, Musk wrote. Soon after reappearing on the platform, Jones' account began accumulating followers, and last time we looked, at about 1 million. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Two boats carrying more than 300 Rohingya Muslims, including emaciated women and children, arrived at Indonesia's northernmost province on Sunday morning after being adrift for weeks. One boat, which had been at sea for about 1.5 months and carrying 135 people, arrived at a boat or a beach. The boat held 65 women, 35 men, 20 girls, and 15 boys. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.